Welcome, welcome, welcome. You're far too kind. Come on, sit down. I appreciate you. You're far too kind. Welcome to Plant Better Conferences. Come on, make some noise. You get to hear a lot of this on our podcast, too. Brick by Brick, Les Brown, Maximum Achievement Team. Make some noise.
Welcome to Season 6 of Brick by Brick with Antonio and Tempest. Thank you for checking us out. Thank you for being with us all this time. I really hope that this season is life-changing for you. I hope this season inspires you to go out in the world and be amazing. I hope that this season inspires you to rebuild your life brick by brick. We're always here to help you. You can always check us out online at batsjr.com or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, same, theatsjr.com, or email us info@theatsjr.com. We're here to help you plant better. Thanks again. Enjoy the show. Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. Just go to audible.com/brickbybrick and browse the unmatched selection of audio programs. This month, Antonio and I highly recommend The Code of the Extraordinary Mind, written by Vishen Lakhiani. Just go to audible.com/brickbybrick. It's that easy. Go to audible.com/brickbybrick today and get started.
Okay, welcome to day 6 of the Plant Better Financial University or Institution. And so we're going to do a review, but I'm actually going to skip that. Okay, so you'll catch it, but you don't actually necessarily need the review for this one. We've got the same people back. Everybody's having a good time. Is that coffee? Are you drinking coffee?
Yes.
Okay, and what are you drinking? Would you like some Coke? Mm-hmm. There's some Coke. Mm-hmm. But you like Coke. Okay, she doesn't want Coke. She's camera shy. So, cameraman, can you turn the camera on? No, she's actually running the camera, so it's just a joke. That's all right. All right, so here we go. We're going to do the next, so day 6, 7, 8, and 9, which is, and we end at 9. They're all tied into one another, okay? So for the next section of this, I'm going to give you the 9 laws of sowing and reaping. This is vital. 9 laws of sowing and reaping, okay? Now, let's open this up for discussion here pretty quickly. And so tell me about sowing and reaping.
When you sow, you plant. When you reap, you harvest.
Okay, so you said when you sow,
you're planting.
You're planting.
When you're reaping,
you're harvesting. Okay, that's fair. You?
What you put out is what you get back.
All right, and that's actually going to be, we're going to cover that. What you put out is what you get back. Give me an example of that financially.
Broke, so you still always be broke.
Well, you said broke, so you can always be broke. But how do you put in broke? How would one sow brokenness?
I did $10. Let me hold on to it just in case.
Okay, so not even saving or investing. So when you discover that you're broke, it is because you sowed brokenness. Make sense? Great. All right. So, here's what I need you guys to understand. Every single thing in this world is organized. It's not random. Okay? Now, I'm not against science. I'm actually very scientific. In fact, there's going to be a lot of science here. And I do understand that there's randomness in what you see. But for me, and millions and of scientists, it's not random. The universe is alive. You have your classical science, you have classical physics, modern physics, and then quantum physics. And they all play their place even today. A quantum mechanical effect would be you swiping your credit card at the machine, at, you know, where you find a credit card at, or the infrared that scans, that's quantum mechanical, gravity, it's Newtonian physics, right? They all play their place. That being said, everything's organized. Everything obeys laws. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. If everything obeys laws, tell me something that does not obey laws in the law-driven world.
Anything that flies?
So, she said anything that flies. In truth, anything that flies is actually obeying the law of aerodynamics. Now, it seems as if gravity is being defied, but without gravity pulling, while there is something in flight, there would be no steering. You can't steer if there's no gravity. This is why space rockets use thrust, because the momentum allows you to steer. Okay, I was trying to bring it down as simple as possible. But you get what I'm saying? Like the kick and speed allows you to steer in a direction or something. Make sense? So everything in this world is bound by laws of physics. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm just cutting my little timer again because I forgot. Everything in this world is bound on physics. Period. What does that mean? Science and math, okay. So, if I jump off the building, what's going to happen to me?
You're going to fall into the ground.
I'm going to... Is this fair?
Mm-hmm.
Is this... So, if I jump off 100 times...
You're going to fall 100 times.
I'm going to fall 100 times. Does that make sense? Okay, or I'm going to die. Some... Or die, depending on how high the building is.
That sounds like if you jump 100 times...
I'm going to go into motion, a constant rate of motion... I reach an ultimate constant state of motion, which would be terminal velocity, until something stops me. Mm-hmm. It's Newton's first law of motion. An object at rest will remain at rest until an unbalanced force acts upon it. I'm going to be resting in motion until the earth acts upon me, and then boom! And then, right, depending on how high I am, depending on how hard the earth hit me, because third law of motion says... Every action has an opposite and equal reaction. So if I hit the earth at 90 miles per hour, then the earth hits me back at 90 miles per hour. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What does all this have to do with money? I'm going there. Physics. Laws. Physics. Laws. Got it? All right. So, can I defy physics?
No.
And if everything in this earth is organized and structured, then what you do with your money is also organized and structured. Ah. Uh-huh. Okay, I did all that to say, you've been leaving money up to something random. It's not. It doesn't take a genius to master wealth. You save again, it grows. If you put this saving into a vehicle of compound interest, it grows little and over time exponentially. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
These are laws. You are not going outside of these laws. So I'm going to give you the 9 laws of sowing and reaping. Number 1. That you're never going to change in your life. Everything starts with a seed. Yes, write that down. That is important. So watch this here. If everything starts with a seed and not the harvest, what's more important, the harvest or the seed?
The seed.
Does that make sense? So what do you do? Do you worship the tree?
No.
The tree's feeding you, though.
But where'd the tree come from?
From the seed. So if you take care of the roots, you'll always have the tree. And when the tree drops its fruit, whatever that tree may be, apple, oranges, oaks. I'm not a botanist, but right where I'm not. Figs. It's like all the thousands of trees there is. When it drops its fruit, if you put that fruit, that seed, into the ground, what happens?
Another tree, bro.
Follow this, because I'm not talking about trees. I'm talking about your money. Okay? This isn't about trees. It's about your money. So, if I put it into the ground, what happens? By law. So if you put your money into the ground, that in this case, an investment or savings, what will happen to it?
By law, it has to grow.
By default, by law. But if you put your money into expenses, if you kill it, take it to Whataburger. We're in Texas. You guys don't know anything about Whataburger, right? But you know. Whataburger is sacred here. I just got some amens over there from Whataburger. Whataburger is religion in Texas, but you understand what I'm saying? So if you do that, it grows. Period. Everything starts with a seed.
Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. Just go to audible.com/brickbybrick and browse the unmatched selection of audio programs. This month, Antonio and I highly recommend The Code of the Extraordinary Mind, written by Vishen Lakhiani. Just go to audible.com/brickbybrick. It's that easy. Go to audible.com/brickbybrick today and get started.
That's right, guys. Audible is my most favorite book listening platform. There are some others out there, but I only listen to Audible. I personally have over 200 books in my library. Audible content includes unmatched selection of audiobooks, original audio shows, news, comedy, and more for leading audiobook publishers, broadcasters, entertainers, magazines, you name it, Audible has it. So go get it. audible.com/brickbybrick. Right? So what's more important, the seed or the harvest? The seed. So why do you put so much worth into the harvest? Here's what you do. You go, well, I'm broke, so ain't no sense in me saving. What did you just look at?
Your harvest.
I'm harvest, so no sense in me planting good seeds, is what you just said. I don't make a lot of money, so I shouldn't save. I don't make a lot of money, so I can't save. Does this make sense? Mm-hmm. So you're looking at the harvest. It's okay. Put the how on your priority list. It's okay. It's okay. Okay? Right? Put it on. So when you guys go, when you look at your harvest, should you judge yourself by your harvest or your seed? Now we getting a bit
deep. You judge yourself.
Oh, sorry. No, go ahead.
No, please.
You judge yourself by the harvest because that shows you what you were.
Okay. So, okay. But you don't judge yourself by what you were. But I'm going to get to that in a little bit, but that's pretty good. The harvest is what you have. It's what you planted. But if you ever want to look at your self-worth, look at what you're putting into the ground. So if you make $7.25, and you go, oh my God, I make $7.25. And you go, well, I'm poor. Well, let me encourage you. If you're saving 10% of that $7.25, you're actually wealthy. Your harvest just hasn't caught up with you. More on that later. Okay? So everything starts with a seed. Every idea, every dream, every relationship, even your life has started as a seed. Did you come out your mother's womb 6'2"?
No.
Even you, with your 150-pound self, both of you guys are 150 pounds. 160 tops. Okay? Did you come out your mother's womb 160 pounds? Mm-mm. Did you? Okay, nobody. Everything starts with a seed. What does that mean? Don't despise small beginnings. And if you want a better quality of life, You need to plant a better quality of seeds. Does this make sense? Mm-hmm. This is key. This is awesome. Okay. Number two. Very simple. Nothing happens until you plant it. I can't stress this enough. I cannot stress this enough how many people miss this. I just don't understand it. I just do not understand how people go, well, I've got the good seeds, but you haven't let it go. I need you to, okay, put this on camera. This is a Bluetooth speaker, which I use all the time, okay? Now, let's pretend this speaker is a seed, and I want to one day own a big speaker farm, okay? Just making this up. If I have this seed in my hand, can it ever grow?
No.
Why?
Your hand isn't the ground.
My hand isn't the ground. It's a perfect answer. What am I saying? You guys going, well, I can't save. You can't save because you ain't put it in the ground. I can't invest. It's because you're holding on to it. I can't be happy. You're holding on to the seed that's going to make you happy. I don't have a happy marriage. You're holding on to the happy marriage seed. Why? Because you control too much. If you have problems saving 10%, it's because you fear being without it. And you can never invest in fear. It is not until you let it go. You can't learn anything new if you never let go of what's old. You cannot get to the six figures if you never let go of poverty. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm trying to help somebody today. Seeds are meant to be planted. The reason you feel behind some of your friends is because they're planting seeds and you are not. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, they didn't like that one. That makes sense. All right, those are just very simple, okay? Very simple. That's insanely simple. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Repeat to me principle number one, or law number one, is sowing and reaping.
Everything starts with a seed.
Everything starts with a seed. What does that mean?
The seed is the most important, and you can't despise your small beginnings.
You nailed it. The seed is the most important. Okay, what's number two?
Nothing happens until you plant it. You have to put the seed into the ground in order for it to grow.
Guys, you would never invest money if you never let go of the money that you have. If you don't let go of the 10%, you'll never know if you can survive without it. That ends day six of Plant Better Financial. Listen, this is important. Okay, so we're going to go through these, and you're going to be wealthy in your mindset. And with you wealthy in your mind, it becomes wealthy in your outer world. Thank you guys for coming out. God bless you. Wait. I just thought about something. I forgot to give you a challenge. Makes no sense for me not to challenge you. So here's your challenge. Let go. If you're broke, you're probably too controlling. Let the seed go. The ground, you have no control over. The ground is going to do its job if you let the ground do its job. And if you don't go down there and check on the seed. Invest, step back. Okay? Save 10%, step back. Let compound interest take over. I'm not making you day traders. I'm making you long-term investors. Now, thank you for coming out. I bless you, and good night.
Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. Just go to audible.com/brickbybrick and browse the unmatched selection of audio programs. This month, Antonio and I highly recommend The Code of the Extraordinary Mind, written by Vishen Lakhiani. Just go to audible.com/brickbybrick. It's that easy. Go to audible.com/brickbybrick today and get started.